Well, we have a lieutenant colonel retired with us now. His name is Warren Langley. He's also the former COO and president of the Pacific Stock Exchange. And but you were down there yesterday not to go to work, but to tell people, who some of them probably who used to work for you, not to go to work. Why were you there, and why did you end up with the cuffs on?
Well, I was there to try to help everybody who's against the war be heard better. And marches like today and marches like 18th of January and the 16th of February have been very effective. And I was trying to be with a group that thought, can we go a little bit further? And since I had been at the stock exchange and I was identified with it, and that was a place that they felt was a really good icon, I joined with them to go down and yell this message one more time in hopes it would be heard. And part of it, trying to reinforce it, trying to make people hear it better. If you take somebody like me who's spent most of their life following the rules, 15 years in the Air Force, 20 years in business, following the rules and working from inside because I thought that was the right way, if I could figure out how to go further, in this case, get arrested, I hope that it made people look and say, well, why did he do that? Even if they just asked that question, we're started down the right road. So that's why I did it, and that's why I went there.
Well, it's a pretty amazing action that you took, being the former COO of the stock exchange and then going down there and getting arrested. Really, you were blocking the doors.
Well, we blocked the doors, and then we blocked the street. And I'm glad some of the big traders that I used to know didn't come up and decide I was keeping them from making money, because keeping a trader from making money can cause a lot of trouble.
Get very angry.
But I did see some people that that I knew from before, and they were there. I have to say, a couple of them came out and sat with me in the street. They weren't ready to be arrested, but they sat there, and I felt we got friends everywhere. They just need to be heard. So I really felt good about that.
Now, that was your first arrest ever?
I had a traffic ticket about 30 years ago, but I hadn't even had anything close. So, yeah, this is my first arrest ever.
When you say no business as usual, what do you mean by that?
I mean that, for most of my life, I got up at 5:30 or 6:30 or 7, depending on where I was and what I was supposed to do, and got in a car or got on a bus or got on a subway and went to work. And then at the end of the day, I went home. And, I had two daughters, and I lived a life, and it was a rich life. I enjoyed it. But it was pretty much business as usual. It was really focused on me. And I think not business as usual for me right now means look beyond yourself, look at what's happening to the world. It's going to change business as usual for all of us if we don't go and change it. So I think it means going beyond yourself and disrupting that pattern that's letting a few people direct this country.
You know, Warden, that's something that has come out recently in talks. You know, people are saying you can hold rallies, you can hold marches, but the administration isn't really paying attention. They will pay attention when it hits their pocketbooks, when it hits business and commerce. And let me ask you, are you planning to take this message, on tour? Do you plan to speak, to go to speaking engagements? Because this needs to be heard. People need to hear this.
I'm trying to do whatever I can. I mean, it's just me. People say, well, what group are you with, or who do you represent? And the only answer I've come up with is I represent the establishment, because I wear a coat and tie, and it is a Grateful Dead tie, but it is a tie. And so I will try to speak wherever I can, and people have contacted me and say, will you come talk? And I will. So I'll do that. Quite frankly, I would like the opportunity to talk to people who might disagree with me or who might be on the fence, because I think there are a lot of people from very traditional progressive groups who already saw the light way before I did. And talking to them is fun because it's like preaching to the choir. But it's really people like me that I think I can have more of an impact with, so I want the opportunity to talk to them.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much for the courage it took to go down there yesterday morning and have those handcuffs put on in on your wrists in front of your former employer, if you will, the Pacific Stock Exchange. And we thank you, Warren Langley, for taking that stand and setting an example for people who are involved in business who perhaps would listen to you when they might not listen to others. So we thank you so much for that.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk to some more people.
Our pleasure. Thanks for being with us.
And thank you so much.
And please keep it up.
You're not alone.
And as Miguel Molina.